This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says everyone with COVID-19 symptoms should get tested, including the general public, healthcare workers, and essential workers who have contact with the public.
You can stay at home and self-isolate if you have symptoms, but we are now encouraging you to get tested. A month ago, that wouldn't have worked because we didn't have enough tests.
Polis also says he's confident schools will reopen in person for in-person classes this fall. Congressman Ed Perlmutter's bill to give legal cannabis businesses access to financial services could become part of a House coronavirus relief package. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The standalone bill has stalled in the Senate, but Perlmutter also got the measure included in the HEROES Act. Perlmutter says the Safe Banking Act addresses a relevant public health concern.
The increased health risk of spreading COVID-19 on banknotes and coins.
Many legal marijuana businesses can't access financial services or conduct credit card transactions, but the proposal still faces a major hurdle in the Senate. Senator Mike Crapo, chair of the Banking Committee, who wants changes to the measure. He thinks the safe banking legislation should be negotiated independently. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
An influential group of CEOs has filed a lawsuit over the governor's executive order that changed how ballot petition signatures are gathered during the pandemic. The process normally requires in-person signatures, but now they can be collected by mail or email. The group Colorado Concern says that's unconstitutional. It's warm out there, 90 in Pueblo and Grand Junction, 83 in Denver and in Colorado Springs.